Welcome back to the Carson Anderson Show here on 97.1 The Ticket. Gator with you. Kang will join us for the picks, the If I Bet It segment. You've got Doug's picks, correct?
Yeah, I guess.
Oh, you're not happy about it.
Well, I just remembered that because I forgot. That's why I'm not happy. But secondly, I remember he told me between breaks something about one of the lines being incorrect or something. Man, come on. I don't want to sound like a fool, so I'm definitely telling everyone right now these are Doug's picks.
Okay.
So Doug Karsh's picks, and for some reason, he decided to do a red Solo Cup guarantee. I don't know what that's about.
Oh, no. But, you know, He did not do that. Stop it. We decided as a show we're never bringing that up again.
Yeah, well, maybe be here for your picks.
Oh, my God. That's not funny. That punishment is way out of line. That's way out of line. Okay?
So don't tell everyone Doug's Red Solo Cup guarantee pick?
No, he doesn't make that pick. He makes a car house lock of the week. That's the pick he makes.
All right, fine.
Both car payments, a house payment, that's the lock of the week.
All right, fine.
Good grief. All right, so the Tigers, game one against Cleveland tomorrow afternoon. 1:08 is the first pitch. You got Tanner Bibee going against undecided. AJ Hinch talked about it this morning. With the morning show and, you know, making a case for, do I go with Tyler Holton? Do I go with Reese Olson? I mean, both are viable options. And he didn't offer up which one it's going to be, and nor should he, not until you have to, right before game time. Keep Cleveland guessing. But it's interesting that the flexibility that he has with this team and their pitching staff from a day in, a day out basis. Because you're not locked into who the starter is. It's unbelievable. I'm starting to enjoy it. And yet I know this is not how you build a pitching staff, right? You start with five rotational pitchers and you add a bullpen onto that. Then you bring in like seven or eight bullpen arms. Here's AJ Hinch trying to construct a playoff roster, and he has to decide between 12 or 13 pitchers on his roster. And only a couple of them are probably starters. Maybe. You know you got Skubal. And he's trying to determine whether or not he wants Reese Olson to start. So I would assume in a five-game series, Reese Olson would get one of those games as a starting pitcher. So the Tigers literally have two guys in the rotation, which is nothing new. This is how things have been going for months. It was Skubal and Montero. That's how it was. With an occasional start from Casey Mize. And I'm okay with it because this is the way things have worked out. And even better yet, now that we're in the playoffs and in the second round, where you get a day of rest between game one and two, where you get a day of rest between game two and three, and there's only the back-to-back games only come into play between game three and four. They play back-to-back on Wednesday and Thursday, and it's only if necessary. Then if there's a game five, there would be another day off, which would allow for Skubal to pitch in game two, and if necessary, Skubal to pitch in game five. I think this is an advantage, Tigers, Kang. It has been for 40 games, the way that they've worked with the pitching staff. So this is nothing new to them. There's not a new wrinkle being thrown in there. They've got a whole host of guys that can come out and pitch anytime, whether it's Tyler Holton to start the game or Bo Brisky starts the game or Reese Olson starts the game. It doesn't really matter because everybody has a role. They know what the role is. They accept the role because it's gotten them this far. And that's the awesome part about this is that they've all bought into what AJ Hinch is selling. They've all bought into what Fetter is selling as a pitching coach. They've all bought in as an organization to what Scott Harris's vision is for this team. Whether you're a pitcher or a hitter, you know it's all about commanding the strike zone. And it's been remarkable to watch this team go through this. And when it comes to tomorrow's game, I'm still hoping that it's Reese Olson that gets a start because it feels like it's been a minute since we've seen Reese pitch.
Well, I was going to ask you, I mean, you mentioned about, you know, basically AJ Hinch being the maestro of this bullpen and this chaos pitching or who the opener, everything, right? Other than Tarik Skubal, everything else that he's done, he's just the right buttons, pushing the right buttons. But for game one, if you think it's going to be Reese Olson, he's going to pitch longer than one inning, isn't he?
Yeah.
This is going to be almost like a regular starter.
Depending.
I mean, like, he might not go seven or anything like that, but he might, you know, it's going to be longer than an inning if it's Reese Olson.
Well, I don't think he's pitched more than four innings since he's come back. So would he pitch five? Would he pitch possibly six? I think once you get past three innings with him, if he does go tomorrow, then you're just playing it by ear. Well, we're going to feel this out, right? There's nothing set in stone. Where's his pitch count at? How does he feel? How does he look? Do we give him an extra inning? Does he just keep letting him go? Whatever the case is, you hope it's a situation where, yeah, Reese Olson's gone six shutout innings. I mean, that's the dream. Because I can't anticipate he's going to pitch anything more than that unless he has this ridiculously low pitch count. But this is the flexibility they have to play with.
So do you want them to go chaos game one, or you want to go with Reese? You
want I want
go with
Reese Olson in game one. Like I said, I think it's been a while since he's actually pitched in the game, so I think he's had enough time off. Let him go. He's built up the arm strength. Hopefully he can go five innings would be, I think, probably what they expect, although they're not going
to
say
it. Four to five
it.
Would be good for me.
I mean, yeah, and you know. Look, they've got so many other guys that can be used in middle relief that can give you multiple innings. Like, it's not everybody sits there and they're, oh, we're going to pitch our one inning. It's not like that. You know, Gunther can pitch multiple innings. We know that Herter can pitch multiple innings. Hanifee can go multiple innings. Casey Mize can go multiple innings.
Job is a starter,
exactly. Yeah. Right. And, you know, he pitched three innings in his last major league out and in the last outing of the season prior to the playoffs. He went three shutout innings. The flexibility is amazing. And the other part is, Cleveland has no idea. They don't know what to expect, so you can't really prepare for it. And they were talking about nationally they've talked about it with the series against Houston, and what a disadvantage that was for the Astros lineup, because they're facing four different pitchers. You've got these great players, but it changes every time they come to the plate. Here's Altuve. He's awesome. Well, you just faced, you know, Brant Herter, now who you got? Well, I got Tyler Holton. Okay, now who you got next thing? I got Bo Brisky.
Did you know?
It changes all the time.
That last game, not one Astro faced a Tigers pitcher more than once.
Wow.
Well, not one Astro that last game faced a Tigers pitcher more than once. So what you were just saying is they had to prepare for someone different every time they went to the plate. They're like, dude, you can't get a read on a guy, like, you know, like, all right, first inning, I kind of, you know, this is what he's throwing to get a little touch. You can't even tell the other guys almost in a way. It's like we're getting somebody new anyways.
I think I saw it was the first time in Major League history that a team has won a playoff game where nobody pitched more than 1 2/3 innings. Because that's what the Tigers can do to you.
I can't even question Hinch anymore, because I actually wanted Holton to go more than one inning that game. That was just me, you know, first guessing. Yeah. But of course, he knows what he's doing. I mean, I was like, can you squeeze another one out of him? He's fine. You know, he's fine. And then, no, they go with somebody else. And
yeah, right, right. I mean, would I be stunned if Jackson Jobe starts a game in the playoffs? No. Why? Because it's unconventional the way they're doing everything.
These guys have all turned on to Mariano Rivera. Like Andrew Miller when he was an elite setup man in the league. They've all like just channeled this. I can throw 101 now all of a sudden.
I can't believe it. I think it's amazing. That's like the part of baseball that maybe the biggest change in baseball over the last few years has been how many pitchers on the staff for every team in baseball that throw over 95 miles an hour. It used to be, oh my God, he throws 96.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like 96, that's an average fastball now. Everybody throws 97, 98. You've got like three guys that can reach triple digits. It's crazy.
Remember when Fernando Rodney would hit 96? We'd be like, whoa.
Right. Oh, here comes that. Get ready for the changeup.
You know what it is? It's the equivalent of the NFL kickers all kicking 50-plus yard field goals now. Like with
Which
ease.
Is what's happening.
Yes.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. Like in the NFL, like you have to have a guy that hits 50-yard field goals. That's like without a doubt. In Major League Baseball, you have to have a couple guys that can throw 195 plus. Like, it's just no question asked.
It's the evolution of the sport, and here in Detroit, it's paying off in spades. 248-539-9797 is the telephone number. They have yet to announce their roster. I guess they're trying to contemplate, do they want 12 pitchers on the roster? Do they want 13 pitchers on the roster? How is that going to affect the roster for in terms of the hitters? Would you sit somebody? I mean, what do you do? Or do you just go with the same old, same old? What worked against Houston? Why wouldn't that be the same lineup and same roster that you have? to go against Cleveland. 248-539-9797 is the telephone number. If I Bet It, coming up at 1:37, and more of your calls and texts as we continue here on 97.1 The Ticket.